Welcome to the KCSU Sports Podcast. This week, join Nick Baker as he delves into the term the two-way player. You hear it in all of your favorite sports, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and even cricket, but what exactly does it mean?
Hi, I'm Nick Baker, and you're listening to the KCSU Sports Podcast. Today, a bit of terminology, and it's the two-way player. A two-way player can be seen in multiple sports, primarily hockey, baseball, football, and basketball. Before we talk about any of those, we should talk about cricket, because that's the origin of this term, a two-way player. Two-way player is a player who makes contributions generally both on offense and defense, but in general it just means a player who's all around good at playing the sport, be that offense, defense, special teams, wherever it needs to be. In cricket, a two-way player is referred to as an all-rounder. An all-rounder is a cricketer who's able to play as a batter and bowler, but well is the most important piece. All bowlers bat and all batsmen bowl, but generally they're not good at both. When someone is skilled at both, they really give a huge boost to their team in cricket. This term, an all-rounder, is a very highly used term in cricket, and it's a term of respect, a term of honor, if you are deemed an all-rounder. Taking that further into two-way players, in hockey, much like basketball, it's kind of hard to tell when a true two-way player is present in the sport of hockey. All players play both offense and defense at times, but there are terms two-way forward and two-way defenseman given to players who are exceptionally good at both. The term a two-way forward is referred to for a forward who handles the game defensively just as well as they handle the game offensively, if not better. The term two-way defenseman is the opposite, a defenseman who also makes contributions on offense equal or greater than they do on defense. There's actually an award for the best two-way forward, which is the Frank J. Selke Trophy. It's presented to the best two-way forward every year in the National Hockey League. In basketball, much like hockey, but to a further extent, all players play both offense and defense pretty much all the time. That being said, there are specialists in the game, like Andre Roberson, Patrick Beverley, or DeAndre Jordan, defensive specialists, or offensive specialists, such as Kyrie Irving, Isaiah Thomas, or J.J. Redick. In history, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, and Kevin Garnett are pretty much the best two-way players in history because of their hardware they've won. All of those players have won Defensive Player of the Year and the NBA Most Valuable Player Award at some point in their careers, with both Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon winning the award in the same season. That's a two-way player for you. That huge boost their team gets from them playing both offensively and defensively is really the key to making their teams the dynasties that they were. A lot of people have been watching Michael Jordan in The Last Dance, and they're so awed with the fact that he is such an all-around great player of the game. A huge portion of that is defense. When James Harden started to learn defense in today's NBA, he went from being a superstar to a game changer. Players like Kevin Durant are the envy of the league. Teams like the New York Knicks willing to sell their soul for him to come there. And even when they don't get Kevin Durant, they're still trying to find smaller versions of him because he's just so good. Kevin Durant is a player who plays both defensively and offensively at superstar levels. You only have five players in basketball, so if all of them are able to play both ways, you can really maximize your potential for the players on the court at any given time. If you ever have a choice between an offensive superstar, a defensive superstar, or a two-way player who's slightly worse at offense than the offensive superstar, or defense than the defensive superstar, every coach will always pick the two-way player. In football, the line starts to get a little more muddy between a two-way player. It's very clear when you have a two-way player, but there are very rarely players who are able to or want to do it, let alone their coaches letting them do it. A two-way player is a player who plays on both offense and defense, which, just like the other sports, is fairly clear. However, in the NFL, that means you're playing almost the entire game in a sport that is only played once a week for a reason. It demands a ton of effort, a ton of energy injury really goes through the ceiling when players don't get the proper amount of rest. So two-way players aren't very common nowadays. In the early days of the NFL, they were incredibly common. If you were a good player, you almost certainly played both ways. That has really gone away, even in the last 50 years. So that's something that is nearly ancient in today's NFL. A lot of players play two ways in high school, but once you get to college, in today's football world, it's pretty rare to see a two-way player. Miles Jack is someone who did this at UCLA. He played running back and linebacker, though in the NFL, he has never done this. Interestingly enough about Miles Jack, he was awarded the Pac-12 Conference Offensive and Defensive Freshman Player of the Year. He picked linebacker, and it turned out to be a pretty good gamble for him, as he's been very efficient in the NFL. In the NFL, you rarely see this. Occasionally, you'll see a player flip positions from offense to defense or vice versa, or a player making an appearance on a defensive team or an offensive team, but it's very, very rarely that they actually play both ways on a regular basis. The only real recent example of this is Patrick Ricard, a two-way player from 2017 who played both fullback and defensive lineman. Patrick Ricard currently plays for the Baltimore Ravens, though he doesn't play defensive lineman anymore. He's just a fullback now. Going to baseball, this is where you're a little bit on the fence as to what a two-way player might mean. Offense and defense. Does that mean they only bat or they only play defense? No, it means they pitch and they bat. Much like in cricket, the sport where this whole term originated. Most pitchers have to hit, especially in the American League. But if you've ever watched a baseball game, you know pitchers really aren't good hitters. That's because they spend a lot of their time training to be pitchers. A lot of players who are position players used to pitch and vice versa, but when they get to the major leagues, they really start to hone in on the skill that makes them special, and they don't practice pitching or hitting or whatever their secondary skills are, and they kind of start to fade away. Two-way players are really special as they're able to do both and do it well. In the MLB, position averages for batting average. In the MLB, the average batting average for all position players was 255. For pitchers, it was just 124. That's over 100 points worse than the league average for position players. Shohei Ohtani really revitalized the two-way player, as it hasn't really been seen since Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth is the last player to pitch 100 innings and have 200 plate appearances as a batter in the same season. That recently happened again with pitcher Michael Lorenzen. Don't worry, we'll talk about him later. After Babe Ruth, two-way players really dropped off, at least in the major leagues. In college, they're still somewhat a thing, and there's even an award for the best two-way player. It's called the John Olerud Award. If you've ever listened to a CSU baseball broadcast here at KCSU, you might have heard a lot of the players pitch and hit. That's generally because they just want to play as much as possible. But once you get to the major leagues, GMs, coaches, and even players don't want to take that much of a physical toll on their body, both practicing and playing as both positions. Even if the player really wanted to, it's doubtful they'll get a chance. Well, Shohei Ohtani really changed the MLB when he came over from Japan as a great pitcher and a prolific hitter. When he did that, the MLB has started to roll out new rules governing two-way players. We've also seen a resurgence of two-way players. Those two-way players are Shohei Ohtani, Michael Lorenzen, a pitcher for the Reds who's a relief pitcher and regularly stays in the game afterwards, and makes appearances as a pinch hitter and a pinch runner on his days off. In 2017, the Tampa Bay Rays picked Brendan McKay, who was a two-way player, and developed him as both a pitcher and a first baseman. He also plays designated hitter and has played one season in the MLB in 2019. Teams in the minor leagues have really started to experiment with this as well, with Anthony Gose, who was a failed prospect who has now had a resurgence as a two-way player. Brett Eibner and Trey Ball have also started to do this in their farm systems as well. Like I said, the MLB has started to roll out new rules to further govern two-way players because the lines are just a little muddy. So as of 2020, a quote two-way player is an official MLB roster classification. To qualify, a player must do both of these things. They must pitch at least 20 MLB innings, and they must appear in at least 20 MLB games as a position player or designated hitter, with a minimum of 3 plate appearances in each of those 20 games. The stipulation that the player has to be a position player or designated hitter is to get around pitchers in the National League who do have regularly three plate appearances in their games. They have to be as a position player when they make those plate appearances to be classified as a two-way player. You might be at home thinking, what does it matter if they're a two-way player? Well, a player qualifies and then is given two-way status for the remainder of the current season and then the entirety of the next season. Two-way players don't count against the limit of 13 pitchers on the team's active roster, which is another new rule instituted in 2020. They're also not subject to any restrictions on pitching that have been passed down in 2020 for position players. As of 2020, position players are no longer able to pitch in games. If you're a two-way player, you are able to do so. A caveat at the end of this, two-way players for the 2020 season only can use their statistics from 2019 or 2018 to qualify as a two-way player. This allowed the Los Angeles Angels to classify Shohei Ohtani, who didn't pitch at all in 2019, as a two-way player. He didn't pitch because he was recovering from Tommy John surgery. With this extension of the rule, they're able to classify him as a two-way player, as well as the Rays' Brendan McKay and the Reds' Michael Lorenzen. As of right now, those are the only players who qualify in the MLB.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the KCSU Sports Podcast. Don't forget to come back weekly on Sundays for another sports podcast episode, only on kcsufm.com/podcasts.